You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm here with Ramsey from 47 Soul. How are you doing?
All right, bro. Thanks for hosting me.
Might be one of the most well-dressed musicians out here in hot weather.
You know, I used to just wear anything on stage, but I found recently that it brings the vibe down. Like,
yeah.
You know,
look good, feel good.
Yeah, I think that goes out to the audience too, and they bring it back.
Yeah, 100%. I think I wanted to start off by asking about the name 47 Soul because I scoured the internet, but I couldn't find the origin. Why did you guys pick that as your moniker?
It actually started as a kind of like a joke, like kind of inside joke with Palestinians. Like there was even a Facebook group at the time that was called the 47, and there was a 47 movement because we as Palestinians were militarily occupied and colonized in 1948 under this same current occupation that we're under. And so 47 was like a year that's like, let's throw it back to that year. There was also more colonization occupation that happened in 1967, of which we're still currently under. So like the identity was going around, like, are you 48, are you a 67 soul? And so we're like, no, I'm a 47 soul. And 47 also was the year when there was enough uncertainty around what is going to happen in terms of the naming of the place and the borders, that it was like we were coming out of a history of being occupied by the colonized by the British, and that was coming out of a history of being occupied and colonized by the Turkish, by the Ottoman. So at that point it was like there was some like void for us to define ourselves as the way we wanted.
Yeah, that's a beautiful reclamation of that. And I guess you're harking back to that time before the Nakba. Man, one of the things I love about your music is like the agency you guys have with your sound. Like, you didn't wait to be defined by anyone. You went, this is our sound. We make Shamstep. It's our own thing. How do you define that to people who are uninitiated as Shamstep? What do you tell them that it is?
Well, it's definitely a sound, and it's also a beat. So like those two things together, I think, really made the case for it being a genre. Yeah. And it's not so much like we said, like, let's just make a genre. And it really came about organically, you know, because like, to us, literally, the word Sham means Bilad Sham, which is the greater Syria region.
Mm.
So, like, it's kind of hard to tell people, you know, like, we're these nation states that popped up all of a sudden from Sykes-Picot and from the last 100 years. And it's like, you know, like, Lebanon was not a big thing before that, and Jordan. So, like, you know, to explain to people who we are, like, we found Syria to be, like, Sham, to be, you know, Sham means Syria. So, we found that word to be really useful. And then, you know, step was like stepping into the Sham, like leaning into it, like, you know, the Sham identity, the greater Bilad Sham identity, which is Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq. And we found, I mean, we know, we've internalized that we share the same food and dance movements and so many aspects of culture. So it was kind of a no-brainer for us to be like, okay, we want to reach for a bigger identity under this vision. So the step towards the sham felt like the natural thing. Also, it's like a beat, you know,
yeah,
because it has that feeling of the what we call lef, which is like, and it has the halftime feel of that, which is the. So we found that, like in a lot of tempos, the halftime feel of sham step is like it can be stayed on for a while.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
In a musician setting, you know, in a band setting, in a jam setting, DJ setting, like you can hang out there for a while enough to be like, let's make some songs around it, you know.
100%, and your music is incredible. I guess speaking about that sham identity, then, who were the artists that you guys grew up listening to from that region that your parents are playing for you that might have influenced what you do now?
I think you're going to get a different answer if you ask each of the guys.
For you personally?
I grew up in the... I was born and raised and based in Washington, D.C. So I came from a background of a Palestinian family that was very tightly knit with the Black Panther community in the States. So a lot of my, you know, my parents' records were from the... soul era of American music, and listened to a lot of, you know, like the development of that,
yeah,
you know, neo soul and those kind of branch genres from that. Also, I listened to, like, for in the Palestinian context, like specifically, I would listen to Marcel Khalifa, who's an oud player and singer, and had a lot of nationalistic, very nationalistic Arabic general songs, as well as stuff talking about the Palestinian case specifically. And also I would listen to an oud player called Ahmed Al-Khatib. Ahmed Al-Khatib wrote especially this one album I would listen to, where it's all instrumental. He wrote it during the second Intifada, the uprising, in the early 2000s. In Ramallah, when he was under siege, and I like transcribed it from oud to piano, and I would play a lot of that on piano and try to take it from that angle. And also just in general, the sound of Palestine and Jordan and the greater, I mean, I don't know why, you know, maybe because of my personal family history being rich in that area, but that type of Debka music, which is the traditional dance, the indigenous dance that we do there, you know, and all of Bilad al-Sham, that type of Debka from Palestine and Jordan sonically really appealed to me as a as a kid. And I remember it, you know, in the background, like as the sound of, like, you know, it's hectic.
Yeah. You know? One of my favorite moments for you guys, I watched your Tiny Desk, and it must have been, what, 6 years ago now? Maybe even a little bit longer since you played that. And there's a, I think it's not Intro to Sham Step, it's another song, but you're like, you guys are like, yeah, we're about to do Dubka for you. And why don't you jump up on the disc? In the Tiny Desk, what was that experience like? They must have been out of their minds.
Man, that was a planned stunt, to be honest. Like, I don't want to ruin the the hype around it, but, you know, because it still deserves, like, it was, you know, they found out that we were going to do it, and they were trying to stop us from doing it.
Nah, hell
no. Then, you know, like, at the same time, they were trying to, like, cater to the fact that it could happen.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, clearing some space on the desk and stuff like that. But for us, it's like, you know, we do want to show you the form of where, like, you know, especially the movement, like, where it was born out of, because it's also, you know, we're alternative. Everything we do is kind of alternative. We call it, from what we do musically and socially, from the alternative context of the Arab world. But at the same time, there is a popular style going around in the Bilad al-Sham region that we pull from and that we like to contribute to.
Yeah.
And so that's Debka, really. And Debka is like, you know, it's like breathing, you know, because, like, if you're trying to balance yourself between the earth and sky connection, you know, you will need some moves to get around. And especially, like, in a place where, like, you know, watching your step is a big thing, you know, so it gives you a lot of power.
Yeah.
So we wanted to really represent.
Yeah, 100%. Hold up. Look what we created. Refugee overseas. Still, I'm a native. Those bars, I'm drawn to those bars particularly because there's this whole theme that runs throughout your guys' music about being native and native identity, which we understand here in Aotearoa because we've had our own struggles like that. Have you noticed a kind of solidarity globally in terms of native identity and an uprising in that?
Absolutely, man. You hit me with the juice. Like,
so yeah, I had to come correct.
I think, like, I mean, specifically that bar is kind of talking about how, you know, like, we are indigenous, we call ourselves indigenous people, we've always called ourselves indigenous people in the struggle of reclaiming the land of Palestine and liberating the land of Palestine, and for that matter any Arab country, you know, like, we're not young people, we've been around for a time, and when you start to get into it, it's like, I mean, 2000 years is like the beginning, the minimum starting point. Mm. So then it could go like 50 or, we, you know.
Yeah.
At this point, you know, we could have been Syrians for a lot longer than most native, the idea of native exists. But in the modern context, how it's used, and that kind of led us to write that piece about, you know, like the word native being thrown around as a buzzword, where to us it's like, hold on, like, if we're going to have this discussion, then at some point we're going to get into what is the native identity in the Arab context mean, and specifically Arabic language speaking context.
Yeah.
And there it means, like, to us, like, we are who we are fluidly with Arabic because we had the organic acceptance of Arabic language into our culture in a general sense,
yeah,
as Arabs from Bilad al-Sham region today. So I guess, yeah, like, on a purely just like, what are we fighting today in the what is the colonization today? I think every native group should ask the question, I mean, we should be asking the question as a world, if it's happening to so many natives and indigenous cultures across the world, first of all, maybe, I mean, it's kind of a terrible question, but
yeah,
it's the obvious one that everybody would ask first, is like, what's wrong with us? You know, maybe there's something wrong with us. And that happens, unfortunately, to victims of discrimination everywhere, and they'll question themselves and they'll look at themselves. And then if we find, like, it's not much wrong with us, then we'll turn around and be like, okay, well, is there something really right with them? And I found that, like, if you extrapolate that question, that there's nothing especially right with us or wrong with us, and nothing especially right with them or wrong with them. And it brings me back to the point that what's happening, the colonization and the ongoing apartheid, the lack of investment in natives, the collective punishment of native groups all over, murdering, disappearance, fentanyl, genocides, so many things. It's wrong, and it needs to stop and be contained in some way. So then comes the more relevant question to me, which is like, how?
Mm.
How do we go about doing it? And then what, you know, I think naturally would come in place, like, what would emerge next from that, you know?
Yeah, I look forward to the day we can sit down and talk about that and be in that place. But, you know, still a lot to do.
Inshallah, bro.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking to us. I appreciate you so much, brother.
Appreciate you, cuz.
احنا جسد واحد احنا نفس العصب مرة فلقوا الارض مرة اكل العصا هذا الحل لقوا غيره اعلنوا النفير في الارض يصيروا مش مستاهل سفير بالشغل اجي اغير صورة نمطية بنقش فكرة بيتي براسك زي النبطية يمن سعيد يمن بلوز ديزرت فونكي دانس مونكي مونكي دانس مونكي يمنوقع تحت تحت يمنعلى فوق بس احنا ولاد بلد ولاد شتات ناس زوق مال رسالة من اللي بتحكي انت فيه بلوم في منوقع تحت من ضلنا في الوحل عم ننجن ممنهج الجاهل بس لا شوي روح جاب الحلم مخزوق ضلك معنا السوق من ضلنا نطلع فوق
FM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.